This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. Tell your next door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Christmas Magazine on Joy 94.9. Our first guest today is the Labor member for the seat of McNamara, which is where the Pride Centre and Joy is located in St Kilda, Josh Burns. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's always a pleasure to join you on this Christmas tradition, so Merry Christmas to everyone who's listening, and thanks for having me on.
Now, are you in town or are you down at Phillip Island as you have been in previous years?
I've just picked up a bag of ice to keep the food cool, so I am about to hit the road and going to head down to Phillip Island. So unfortunately, I usually sort of roam around the back garden, and this is kind of like marks the start of holidays chatting to you guys, but I'll be there shortly.
When you said a bag of ice, I thought you were channeling a truck driver.
No, Macca. Just chilled water. That's all it is.
Josh, I'm happy you're actually keeping the food cold. We'd hate you to get any gastro with you. It's the beginning of your holiday.
Yeah, then Paul, lift the standards here. Take over, man.
So, Josh, I'm going to talk to you. 2021 has been a crazy, crazy year, and we've been talking to people about, you know, what does it mean to them? But just give us a highlight, Josh, that something that, you know, you've been particularly proud of throughout the year, because you've done a lot of great work throughout the year. So what are some of your highlights?
Oh, I mean, it's been an extraordinary year, and I think the country is tired, and I think the country needs a rest. And you know, you don't really have that much of a time to reflect on the work that you've done throughout the year. It's sort of just so go, and we're constantly just trying to chase this pandemic. But one small thing that probably didn't really go unnoticed, but I'm really proud of, is we were making so many AstraZeneca vaccines as a country that just were going to waste, and it was just idiotic that we were allowing millions of doses of vaccines to just go into fridges and basically expire. And so in collaboration with the Lowy Institute and Penny Wong, I sort of urged the government to do something a bit more useful with them and give them to not only the Pacific but also Indonesia. And as a result, Maurice Payne, the foreign minister, about a week later after we did this big push for the government to use these vaccines, they announced that Australia is going to give up to 8 million doses of the AstraZeneca to our friends in Indonesia, which is a big thing, and I'm really pleased that the government did that. And I'm, you know, it's one of those things where there's, you know, where it doesn't matter whether you're Labor or Liberal, it's just the right thing to do. And yeah, I'm proud of that. I think that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Massive result there, Josh, and it didn't get much airtime as a news story, but, you know, it would have been deeply frustrating if we hadn't actually made good use of that. So well done. That's a great highlight.
It is good. So what do you hope for, apart from a Labor victory, whenever the election is? What else do you hope for?
Are you asking what's on Josh's Christmas list, Macca?
Yeah.
What do I hope for? I mean, I do hope for a change of government, Macca, and I do think that the country needs more leadership and better leadership. I think that next year the country will have an opportunity to determine what sort of future it has, and I'm going to put absolutely everything I've got into that contest and into that campaign, so that we do have the opportunity to help shape the future of our country. It is something that needs to be earned, not something that can just be assume. So that's going to take absolutely everything of our effort and energy and intellect to try and win that contest But to be truthful, all I really want from this country is to feel a sense of confidence and certainty. There is a lot of uncertainty at the moment, and it's been an awful time, but we have big challenges as a country. I think there's lots of things that Australians are struggling with, and I really want a year of health, of recovery, of certainty, and of confidence. If we can get a bit more of that, it'll be good for everyone and everyone's well-being as well.
Yeah, I think everyone's, you know, on the same tram, Josh. You know, we want a little bit of certainty, but not a lot of certainty, perhaps. But I think, you know, people are tired. Today is a day, you know, this week really is a time to reflect, and I think to count our blessings, but also to think of those who are not as fortunate as us and that are doing it tough today as well.
Totally. And also, Macca, to have a moment to think about those who are working over this holiday period. I mean, I'm sure many of your listeners feel a bit tired by the whole year, and are just looking forward to these couple of weeks with family and friends to just lay low and eat a little bit too much and have a nap on the couch. But there are people who are working hard this Christmas who are in vaccination clinics, in testing clinics, in our public health systems, on the road delivering goods. There are people who are not taking a break, who are keeping our community and our society going. And for those people and all of their efforts, I am exceptionally grateful. And we really appreciate all of their work over this period. It's a truly heroic effort for many people.
So, Josh, thank you for that. I think we echo those sentiments very much here. Just to line up before we head off a bit, you got a 2-week holiday ahead of you. What are you going to be getting up to, Josh?
Well, my plan. I'm one of the things I like to do if I have time, which is not very often, is to make pastrami. I really like pastrami, so I'm gonna.
I'd never have guessed you'd say that.
Yeah, no, I really like pastrami. It's a great thing. Anyway, it takes a long time to make, and so I'm gonna make some pastrami and slowly, and it's gonna be delicious. Like if anyone's ever been to New York and had Katz's Deli pastrami, that sort of thick,
yes,
juicy pastrami. I have, after many goes of failure, I'm confident in my ability to make an outstanding piece.
Josh,
piece of
that's a
pastrami.
Pretty big claim to make. You're going to have to prove it to us. Well, you're going to have to bring your pastrami into the studio.
But you're going to have to actually get together with Tass, because, you know, Tass makes salami.
Yes, he does.
There's more than one line here, but we're going to leave them.
We're going to the cured meats for another day.
Yes.
But I would love to. We'll have to do a joy pastrami day.
Yes.
And, if politics doesn't work out, maybe I'll get into the pastrami game.
Well, you never know. And for balance, we'll probably have to get some tofu.
Josh's Deli.
Josh's Deli, yeah. There's a space out the front of the prize.
And I was thinking of calling it Macca's, but that's already taken. So,
no, well, I should actually sue them. They stole my name.
They did.
Josh, thank you ever so much for joining us this morning.
Merry Christmas, team, and I hope you have a good break and only good health.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Thanks,
take
Josh.
Care, Josh.
See you, team. Bye.
Thank you. That was Josh Burns, Federal Labor member for the seat of McNamara, a regular guest on Saturday Magazine. Always good fun.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.